It's a cold wind outside the cabin.
Wait, it's not Halloween.
Oh,
my God.
I get those mixed up.
Seriously, where is Marley? I feel nervous.
You're connected to the All Songs Considered Holiday Special. I'm Bob Boylan. What is going on?
It's a cold, chilly night outside. We're all bundled up in our cabin under the blankets by the fire.
We're all under the blankets?
The cold wind is howling outside.
Tell me a story, Uncle Robin.
Well, once upon a time, there was a very naughty boy named Bob Boylan who was so naughty that Santa Claus didn't bring him any presents.
I lived in an apartment building.
No chimney for old man Boylan.
Seriously, how was that explained to you as a child? Where did Santa Claus come from when you didn't have a fireplace?
I was Jewish.
Oh, that's right.
Right. It was explained to you that Santa didn't come to the houses of naughty Jewish boys.
First, there was an Old Testament. Then I figured out the rest.
It's Barry Hardiman there. She's from Talk of the Nation, the show that goes on right below where the NPR music folks are. Barry, do you ever hear the roar of the Tiny Desk concerts?
I do hear the roar, and sadly I do not hear it because your deadline coincides with mine, but I yearn for it. There's pheromones between the floors because I yearn for the tininess of your desk concert.
Wait, what? I yearn for the tininess of your desk. Those are the words that you just
spoke. I mostly just yearn, actually. I'm going to just leave it at that.
It's a holiday show. We're here with Stephen Thompson, too.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
I am great.
We're all bringing music, old and new, to today's show. Holiday music for this season, 2010. Stephen Thompson,
yes,
why don't you kick us off with something great?
Well, the first choice that I've brought is by a band whose name I cannot speak. Late last year, they released a benefit single. They funded it with their $20,000 Polaris Prize winnings, and they used the money in part to finance a new version of the Band-Aid classic, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Huh?
And in place of, you know, Boy George and Duran Duran, they got Yola Tengo, Jizza, Tegan and Sarah, Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend, Bob Mould, Andrew WK, Kip Malone from TV on the Radio, David Cross, and Kevin Drew of Broken Social Scene. This is Do They Know It's Christmas?
This is a jingle from the Wu-Tang Clan. Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Yeah, so a lot of, it's kind of, if you loved Do They Know It's Christmas, but wish that instead of Simon Le Bon and George Michael, it had Andrew W.K. and the comedian David Cross making jokes about Jews,
then, happy holidays.
That's the holiday single for you.
Wow. When was the original? When did the original
85,
come out?
85, I believe.
80s? God, was it that long ago?
Yeah, wow. We are old. This holiday season, let's contemplate our mortality.
And what better to contemplate your mortality with than Wham! Oh. Well, no, for me, I would say the everlasting life of Last Christmas, which I know it's a trope. I know it's an old chestnut. I have to say, I actually think this is sort of a beautiful song. I also think it's amazing that literally, you know, that the lyric is Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, I mean, that means before New Year's, she gave it away.
That's right.
Which is pretty.
No, she gives his heart away to another, which would seem
awkward.
Sort of awkward. Like,
right.
If she gave her heart away.
I think Robin could care so much less about whose heart gave way because he hates this song so much. I remember I played the Jimmy Eat World version, and that was distant enough. I thought it would be okay from Wham, but no, it wasn't. You've come here, Barry, to crush his Christmas. Can we play that Wham just like right away?
Let's do it.
To my house.
Bearing George Michael.
All right. Okay, are we ready?
It's really going to be okay.
Woo!
Oh, the burning Yule log.
Sorry, just one second. That was my bad. Here we go. See,
Robin, did you just eat a lion? What does that say? It's
just
smooth.
Oh, my God. Come on. No. Dance with me, Rob.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day
Is it almost over?
I'm sitting here the whole time thinking, are we really going to play whole songs?
Well, given that the duration of that song you spent cleaning and loading a weapon.
But I spent it dancing.
That's
because
true.
These hips don't lie when it comes to Wham. I just want to say that.
It's still going, isn't it? You would think, why would she give...
This is like going home to visit family for some and seeing old friends for others.
Right, and isn't that really what Christmas is about?
I don't understand why you would give George Michael's heart away when Andrew Ridgely's is right there.
There is an awkwardness to that, I grant you.
Bob and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which is okay. All I want to say during that entire song, and Perry, you don't know this story, but I'm going to tell it. But,
old man Boylan, gather around.
Last year, I had a really wonderful time because I had my sleigh bells here, and that song had sleigh bells in it, you know? And so I was going to bring my sleigh bells back again this year because I like them. They're festive, like the tree, like the little LED tree that we see.
We do have an LED tree.
Sure.
But Robin took my sleigh bells.
I want to get right to the point, though.
He took your bells.
And I want to say that I was not the only person in the room.
You were the one who took the bells.
You mean the very next day he took them away?
Pretty much.
Now, this has been going on, by the way, listeners at home. This has been going on for an entire year. What has become of Bob's sleigh bells? Somebody
took them.
Spirited them away.
And we learned sometime during the course of the year that they were gone and that Robin Hilton took them.
I confess that I took them and I hid them and I had no intention of giving them back. And then Bob, smart tactical move on your part. Boy, then I'll give you that. You did a call out to listeners.
I did a call out to tweets, Facebooks.
If you
Facebooks.
Want me to get my bells back, let me know. So we got all these emails from all these misty-eyed, sentimental types who want Bob to have
bell
his bells
lovers.
Back. So,
bell
lovers. Including this one, which was the one that finally broke me. A guy who wrote in, I think his name is Drew.
Yes.
Who wrote in, give the old man his bells back. That's totally messed up.
Which could be the best email I've ever
gotten. It is totally, totally messed up. And what I love about this is that it implies that Bob is this withered old man in a chair.
Dried up old coot.
Yeah, and that I jerked the bells out of his bony little hands.
Right. And that they were somehow his only happiness.
Right. And then I put him up on a shelf where he could see
give him his bells. Give him his bells. They're all he has.
Give the old man his bells back. So here's what happened, and I'm not kidding. I sincerely had decided, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give Bob his bells back.
In the spirit of the holidays
during the show.
I'm touched.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah,
so
bell that man.
I went to get the bells, and they were gone.
I like this story.
So maybe somebody, Mr. Boylan, has something he'd like to tell me, because I hid them very well, and when I went to get them, they were no longer in my hiding place.
I feel like is in the spirit of Christmas itself.
I have a confession to make. I
assume you do.
But let's play some music.
Okay. Yes, because the audience at home is just the edge of their seat.
I don't mind. We can wait to get to music, because I have a pretty good idea where this is going.
Yes, I think you should play one of my cuts. I think you should play the Matt Wilson Christmas Trio, which is, of course, spelled T-R-E-E-O. I dedicate it to Robin Hilton.
I love this song. Tasty.
Matt Wilson Christmas Trio, and they're coming to the Tiny Desk. They're going to do our Tiny Desk Holiday concert.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can see that online. That should be there.
I thought that was a great version of that song. It was nice hearing the melody and the bass line.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, for those who don't know. You are.
You gestured to me when you said
you are a mean one.
It was just natural. It just flowed out of my fingertips.
I've got that reputation of being a grump around the office, and that I'm the guy who doesn't like joy.
True.
I had decided, I did a lot of soul searching leading up to this holiday edition of All Songs Considered, and I thought, do I go in and just play some mopey, dark, depressing music? Or do I let everybody know the truth, which is that I really, really love this time of year. It's my favorite time of year, and I love the holiday songs. I love getting together with friends and family.
You're
I like watching.
My bells.
And then I thought, well, I don't want to just play the same old holiday music, but then I thought, no. The thing about holiday music is you get to trot it out once a year, and part of the tradition is hearing the same old songs that you've heard the year before and the year before that, because they evoke all these memories and feelings.
Sure.
So I thought nothing takes me back to my childhood faster or better than Vince Guaraldi's music to A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm.
So I would like to play just a short little song. It's called Christmas Time Is Here. Everybody's going to know it, but I think it's going to really set the mood.
I'm going to cry.
Just a lovely
little
song.
Just saying that right now.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Sorry for every mean thing I ever said or did.
And you know that confession.
Give the presents back.
I didn't deserve any of.
When they say Robin Hilton's tiny black heart grew 3 sizes, that.
I will watch The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'll watch A Charlie Brown Christmas. I have watched A Charlie Brown Christmas every year around Christmas time for almost 40 years now. I've been watching that show this time every year. It's a tradition. I love it. I love that music. I can listen to that music any time of the year.
I love that has the exact pace of a children's children's holiday concert. It has that kind of, it's happy, but it's also dirge-like in that
it's
way
like
of like
sleepy.
Kids keeping time.
A little halting.
It's just, yeah, it's something.
Absolutely.
So my confession.
Did that sort of warm
totally
me up
did.
A little bit?
Totally did. Finally. When you hit the bells.
oh, the bells.
You went out of town.
Is this
going to
be awkward? Should we take this offline?
Yeah. Okay. Don't listen, guys. So I went through your drawers.
Whoa.
Did
that
he
is
ever?
Awkward.
It is kind of awkward. And I think I may have told you
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you said you but, went through all my desk drawers.
And found, we'll have to talk about the Mr. Burns doll that I found, the Barbie doll, some other time, maybe a different sort of show. And I'll ask you about those. But you told me that it wasn't in any of the drawers in my drawers or Stephen Thompson's drawers. Or
got to come up with another way to say this.
I jingle when I walk. It's a little bit of a dead giveaway.
So I usually leave about a half hour later than you or something. And one day you left. Steven was there. Lars was there. Sarah Venture, our intern, was there. And I decided I was going
you
right.
You all searched together.
No. I just went right forward. And within 2 minutes, I found them.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah, they were hidden in this hat box of girl groups. Music underneath the CDs. I mean, it was, I don't know what.
It was ingenious.
On a top shelf.
It was better than that. Okay, you open the box of CDs, and then there was a special casing inside that held the CDs. I took all of that out, put the bells under there, then put the soft casing back in, then put the CD. If you just opened it up, you wouldn't have seen
it. Had you
that's
found right. a way to mute the bells?
That's the issue. Isn't
I,
it?
Bet you, I bet you heard him. I bet you picked up the box.
Totally,
if you actually had drawers in there, it would have helped.
Stuffed them around.
You should have seen Bob when he started shaking stuff and all of a sudden heard a faint jingle. Lars, Gottrich, and I, it looked as if we had just been given the worst imaginable news.
Well, so where are they?
Oh, so then I thought, okay, so what can I do? How can I bring this to the table in the most fun way, right? And obviously this isn't it, so more story to it.
You realized.
So I called up Carrie Brownstein and left a voicemail message, and it said, how much would I have to pay you to fly to Washington and dress up in a Santa suit?
So she could bring,
she could bring my bells. She didn't answer my call.
I was so excited for a split
second.
Our
listeners actually still wonder why Carrie doesn't want to be on the show anymore. She's on tour.
So I had other ideas, and I was going to, just because I wanted to have my joy today, I was going to somehow bring in the bells. But Mr. Hilton, I went to get my bells yesterday, and they were gone.
From your new hiding place.
From my new hiding place.
Which you did not show to any of us because we had a pact.
Right. That's right. And so I ask you,
seriously,
Mr. Hilton. Yes,
no,
sir.
Seriously, a little bit more backstory here. It should be noted that Robin has hidden the bells. Bob has rehidden the bells. He has found the bells in the vicinity of a bunch of other people who do not want to hear him play with the bells.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
So now it's like in Reservoir Dogs where everybody's pointing the guns at everybody else and nobody can pull the trigger. He's found the bells.
Like
he can't play with the bells because we'll rat him out.
Right.
So we've worked out so
we should leave it there and play some music.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
All right. So it's my turn to play a song.
Yeah.
We'll get to this in a moment.
This is
okay.
Getting deeper.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Robin Hilton pretends to be a horrible person, but he's actually big-hearted. I pretend to be a big-hearted person, but I'm actually horrible. So I will just go ahead. We will play the next song. It is a song called "Black Christmas" by a singer named Polly Styrene.
Oh wow! X-ray specs. Up.
You bet. Heard.
All right.
Black smoke.
polystyrene from X-Ray Specs, incredibly influentially wonderful late 70s punk,
very much so,
a bitterly caustic Christmas song called Black Christmas. Polystyrene coming back, giving that song away for free on her website.
This is new.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This
is absolutely brand new. If you go to poly-styrene.com. Now,
so
she spells
glad.
Poly, P-O-L-Y.
Yeah.
Go to poly-styrene.com. You can download that for free. She's got a new album coming out in March.
Excellent. Good to hear.
So from caustic to marshmallow.
Go for it.
I got to play some Dino. And what I really like about this song, this is Marshmallow World. What I really like about it is that it was clearly written by someone who was impaired. And then it's sung by Dean Martin, who also sounds impaired and slightly slurry in a wonderful way. And I highly recommend that you actually watch the Christmas special when he sings this, smoking a cigarette the entire time. So here it is, Dean Martin, A Marshmallow World.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round.
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Ah, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
They really don't make them like that anymore.
That is no. Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Well, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts, as
it
he
is.
Says.
Totally. It really is.
I want to hang with that guy.
Yeah.
Don't you want to just hang out all night with that guy? And
oh,
just
completely.
Drinking gin. And, yeah.
When I was a kid.
I think it was a brown drink.
When I was a kid, our family used to go up to the mountains of the Catskills, what's known as the Borscht Belt. And as a little kid, I would see singers like Dean Martin on stage with everybody at tables drinking cocktails, and it was just a magical little world that singing was made for, though he wouldn't have sung a Christmas song.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
But you get the idea.
Right,
and cocktails,
yeah.
and this September, Lars Gotrich and I went up to the Catskills, to one of those resorts, and there we saw some amazing bands at All Tomorrow's Parties festival. And it just reminded me of that whole Borscht Belt scene, which brings me to one of my favorite holiday songs. It brings me to the Levies.
Oh.
The Levies are Adam Levy and Dave Levy, like the Ramones. They're all named with their band name. Adam is with the band Guster. Dave's with the band that sings only about hockey songs, the Zambonis.
Are they the guys who do How do you spell Hanukkah?
That's right. Mm-hmm. The same.
Yeah.
I trot this one out and dust this one off each holiday. It's absolutely my very favorite holiday record of all time. And I thought I'd play something that maybe only a certain segment of the population would get a lot more than others. But that's the nature of holiday music. This one is called At the Timeshare.
Likes it up here, but she'd rather be down there.
Where?
At the timeshare, down in Boca, or was it Boynton, or Daytona? It doesn't matter, just as long as it's in Florida.
Yes, Mom.
We had the most wonderful band at the clubhouse Thursday night.
Who was that, Mom?
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. But Dawn was sick, so they had a special guest, multi-instrumentalist, to play the keyboards. He hit all sorts of wonderful buttons on the top. He was the big to-do.
My mother!
Funny.
Yeah, pretty darn good. I hope they do a follow up one day. That's the Leavies, L-E-E-V-E.
Is that from the same? That's from the same record.
Yeah.
Well, that was good fun.
Well, the good fun is that that's my holiday, and this is the every year thing where where I have the goofy stuff.
See, I feel like you're making fun of the holidays when you do that.
I'm having fun with the holidays.
Is it laughing at or with? See, I think...
Does Bob ever laugh at anything?
See, I feel like you think the holidays are a frivolous waste of time. And, you know, for a lot of people, there's this very reverent, you know, wonderful moment, time when you get together with your family.
Now, tell us about that.
Well, that's how it was in my house growing up. We'd all get together. It was a very, you know, there would be tears.
That would be tears.
It was Kansas. So.
Yeah, there'd be.
What can you expect?
There was hugs and I love yous and lots of warm gifts from the heart given. Since I'm taking the whole sincere route with the music, I will tell you this: I almost picked a George Winston song, but. I decided to spare you.
Well, you decided because I saw it come up on your iChat where it told me the song it was playing, and I said, you can't do that. Bob just said, no.
I said, I'm just auditioning stuff. That was one thing I considered, but I refuse to apologize for what I did pick. This is Pavarotti.
Much better.
Singing, and I know you hate that whole opera.
Yeah, but I'll give him a pass.
Style of singing. This is Pavarotti singing O Holy Night, one of the great melodies of all time,
absolutely.
And this is one of the greatest vocal performances of all time. Pavarotti, O Holy Night.
And for those of you who didn't know this version of Pavarotti,
it was the 80s.
I've never punked myself before. All right, let's get rid of this. I want you to... Seriously, this is amazing.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
There we go.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in a sin and error pining.
I just want to point out who the real monster is this holiday. I'm sitting here choking back tears through that whole song, and Bob's like, is it over yet? Is it done? Can we stop it now?
He's an opera Grinch.
He is the opera Grinch. Yeah.
I just literally was choking back tears through the whole thing. That's just...
Wow,
you are
secretly good-hearted.
That song, and the thing that's amazing about that song, it's sort of like, this is going to seem like a funny comparison, it's a little like the national anthem in that it just kills some of the best singers in the world. It is really hard to sing that song, to hit those high notes and hold those and just the range. And just to demonstrate it, actually, I have a version. This is this is Nat King Cole. And this is an early recording of him doing it. I don't know what year this is from, but you can really get a sense how hard it is to get through the song. You're going to want to fade this up. I'm going to start it halfway through the song. Nat King Cole would go on to have an incredible storied career. One of the most beloved singers of all time, but this just wasn't his song.
Oh dear. Yeah, this wasn't. That night was not holy.
I want to do a quick shout out to this guy.
You're gonna be sued.
No,
I mean, the Cole family.
True. Anyone who ever gets anything from the internet knows that that is this horrid, horrid version of O Holy Night that's been passed around the internet for years. And I did a little digging. I want to give out a shout out to the guy I am convinced does that song. His name's Steve Malden. And he's a Nashville composer and arranger. He has a studio in Nashville. And he recorded the song in the late 80s at his studio after a long session with friends. It was a joke. He never intended it to get out there. But everyone is so grateful that it did get out there. And, hey, buddy, I got this song on iTunes instead of getting it free on the internet. That's my gift to you, because you've brought us so much joy over the years.
It's a Christmas
miracle. Here's 99 cents.
It's a Christmas dollar.
Thanks for humiliating yourself for all of us.
Mm. Well, throughout this show, we've been sort of playing long-form versions of holiday songs. So I was thinking, given that we've got a little bit of space to play with, that I would like us to play in its entirety the Chipmunks doing the 12 Days of Christmas. So sit tight, everybody. Gather around the old Yule log for a 12-minute... All right.
Crackle, crackle.
Now, a singer-songwriter I love. I've actually played her music on the show before. I'm a really, really big fan of a singer-songwriter from Nashville named Sarah Siskind. She just put out a lovely new holiday EP, sort of self-released, called All Come Together Now. And I thought this song, it closes out the proceedings, is really, really delightful. I love it when musicians kind of put these things together, and they feel like gifts, handcrafted CDs and whatnot. This particular song is called May Love Fall Like Snow.
1, 2, 3, 4. May love fall like a snowstorm we've been waiting for. Cover the ground with a bright sound we will sing all year. And may the grace of the season bless the words you say. Let the children remind us how to play. Peace be all around you and deep in your chest. May your sorrows desert you, lay them all to rest. May the Spirit find you as you make your way. And let the children remind us how to play. Friend, will you seek your own forgiveness for the secrets within? May you celebrate wonder each and every day, and let the children remind us how to play. like a snowstorm we've been waiting for. Cover the ground with a bright sound, we will sing all year.
Yeah, she's lovely. We had Sarah Siskin at the Tiny Desk perform a concert, and that was nice. We got you got the little card from Sarah.
Yeah.
A little handwritten
little
note.
Yeah,
that was nice. That was really
nice. Sarah Siskin.
She's so good. So good.
What do you have, Barry?
Oh.
Yeah. Scared you.
It's like he just goosed you.
I know. It's happening. Well, actually, Robin and I were just talking about how you can, whether or not you rebel against the music of your parents, and I emphatically did not. I was raised on a diet of Irving Berlin for Christmas, like all good Jews, like Irving Berlin himself.
Yes.
Who is the patron Jewish saint of Christmas. And anyway, this is Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep. It's from the White Christmas, the film, the 1954 movie White Christmas. It is not the famous song from that, but it is the best song from it. It is so heartfelt and so beautiful. This is Rosemary Clooney. Years later, she was also in the film singing it. It's a beautiful song.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
The music week of your life here on All Songs Considered.
I thought, you know, it was the holiday party, and there's this couple, they've been flirting for the last 6 months, and they finally
of their
get,
lives.
Yeah, and they get and they get together on the dance floor, and it's the one slow song that brings them together.
Right.
And at the end, they're standing there awkwardly, kind of with each other, not knowing what's going to happen next, and then this comes on.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, I love you, have good cheer, I love you, good dog, got my baby, my best love, happiness, good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. You're lucky so and so. Sweet melody, I'm a lucky so-and-so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. I love you, I love you. Won't take nobody else. I can't stand myself. Good God, I got a heart full of love. For girl, I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring the new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records. Come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show. That's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show.
And you're listening to the All Songs Considered Holiday Music Special. I'm Bob Boylan, here with Barry Hardiman, here with Stephen Thompson, here with Robin Funky Hilton.
Been to many holiday parties that never took off until James Brown finally came on. And that's when the party finally
happened. I think our party just happened.
And now we're about to bring it right back
down.
And scene.
I think my LEDs are fading out.
Yeah, that's a metaphor for something.
Gosh, I don't know where we go out of there.
I don't either. Who's got something that's going to work out of this?
I'm going to skip Stile Antico in part because we've done sort of somber.
Well,
hang on something. Oh. Tracy Davis. Hi. Hey. What's the matter?
Someone left this at the security desk.
Someone left that?
Yes.
That package?
Does it?
Oh my God, shake it.
Shake the package.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Oh my God. Who was it? It's amazing.
Thank you, Tracy.
Oh my God, was it a man with a white beard and a hat?
Wait a minute. My bell!
That's it!
No!
Oh my God.
Boylan!
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my God. That is a Christmas miracle.
What is the opposite of a Christmas miracle? Some sort of...
I don't know. I think it's a crutch in the corner.
You've got to be kidding me.
This
did not just happen.
You set me up, didn't
you? I'd like to think that I'm kind enough that, it's a present for you, but no, I have no idea.
Hi, Thompson, you knew about
this. No, I didn't. I feel like old man...
Wow.
I feel like a child on Christmas morning. This is actually, for the first time, because I'm a Jew. That's incredible.
And I'm going to be very good about these, and I'm going to put them down. Just one more shake.
That actually makes me feel like there are reindeer on the roof.
Oh, that's great.
And not a satellite.
I feel like Mr. Potter.
I'm just going to move them over here. You'll get them afterwards. I'm afraid you're going to be too tempted.
There's another one in the package because there are two. I only took one out. That's how good I'm being. I cannot believe.
Wait, are they Velcroed? Can you just put them on your
wrists? Here's the thing. So during the last holiday, he put them on his wrists. So he'd be like, coming out of a song, he'd be like, so that was a good song. Tell us a little bit about Stephen Thompson. What do you have coming up for us next?
Well, that just makes me want to hug everybody.
I don't know. There's only one thing I can think to do from this point, because I think we've had our somewhat Christmas miracle. At least I have. You guys got coal or something. But
I was going to say, I feel I'm Mr. Potter at the end of this.
Bert!
Rob and Steven, Barry, I love you all. Let's go out on the Ramones, say happy holidays to everybody, and let's...
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy bells, man.
And we'll play Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Anymore. What do you think?
I like it.
Let's do it.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
To all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight.
I love this.
It's really good.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are tucked in their beds. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, it's so exciting. Is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so exciting, baby. Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. With Merry Christmas, I don't want to.